Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Well, the devil will come just blustering as a lion. He didn't say he is a lion. He said as a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But you need to know that he's paralyzed. Jesus paralyzed him. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching on the believer's authority. More next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Once we grasp the truth in our hearts, we'll reach deep and rich rewards. It is only this kind of an attitude, actually, that the Spirit of truth can lift us into and unveil the truth of God's Word to us, where we can see the meaning of God's revelation and walk in the light of it. God has made Christ to be the head over all things to the church. It is for our sake that he's the head, not for his sake, our sake, so that we through him might exercise that authority over all things. When we see what belongs to us, then we'll be able to enjoy victory. Praise God, the victory that he's actually bought and paid for and that belongs to us. The devil will fight to keep us from knowing the truth. He'll fight to keep us out of this area. He'll fight you more here than any other way. But if you just through stubborn faith, bless God, will persist in Christ, the victory will become yours. Now I want you to notice something here as we go just a little step further. Paul, in the book to the Colossians, now we've been talking about writing to the church at Ephesus. And writing to the church at Colossae, he says a whole lot of the same thing, except he puts it in different words. But he's just simply saying the same thing. It's a little different viewpoint, but he's really saying the same thing that he said before. Now look into Colossians, the first chapter, and we'll start reading with the 15th verse. Who is the image of the invisible God? He's talking about Jesus now. The firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now get this. And he is the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Now notice verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Now Christ was quickened by the operation of God the Father. Colossians 2:12 says, speaking about us, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him. Through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised us or raised him from the dead. Now you see, this scripture says that we are raised with him. Now notice that expression. Through the faith, how are we raised in him? Through the faith of the operation of God. He was quickened, or made alive, Jesus was, by the operation of God as we were at the same time. We are raised together with him. Hallelujah. Now, reading a little further in the book of Colossians, the second chapter now, the 13th through the 15th verse. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now get verse 15. Did you wear your shouting clothes tonight? And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Now notice that the working here is on the part of God our Father. He's the one that did it. It's he who quickened the saints together with Christ and forgave their trespasses. It's he who blotted out the adverse decrees of the law which stood in the way of his people and nailed the council handwriting to the cross of his Son. God formed the plan of redemption. It is he who spoiled the principalities and the powers. Remember, that's the same principalities and the powers that we have to do with in our Christian experience. It is he, blessed be God, who spoiled, this text said, the principalities and powers. These powers endeavored to hold Jesus, keep him from being resurrected. But blessed be God, he spoiled, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. Now that's a little blind to us. You have to remember that the King James translation was translated in the time when they had kings. And they used the word spoil a little different than we do today. When one king would go out to battle against another king and this army, he and his army would defeat that one, it would say that this king spoiled that king, or this army spoiled that army. Other translation says, instead of saying he spoiled principalities and powers, said he put them to naught. Another translation said he defeated them. Hallelujah. Another translation said he paralyzed them. Hallelujah. He paralyzed these principalities. As far as we're concerned, the devil's paralyzed. Well, let him roar. You know, if you went into some room, there's some fella there in a wheelchair and you know he's paralyzed, great big old fella, there he is, though paralyzed, and he just cussed you out and told how he's going to whip you and what all he's going to do to you, you'd just stand there and laugh at him. Because you know he's paralyzed. You wouldn't be afraid. Now, if you didn't know he's paralyzed and some big fella was sitting there talking that way, you might get afraid. But when you know he's paralyzed, well, just talk on. Well, the devil will come just blustering as a lion. He didn't say he is a lion. He said as a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But you need to know that he's paralyzed. Jesus paralyzed him. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so I've had the devil to come at me, you know, and just roar and say a lot of things. And I just stood there and laughed right at him and said, go ahead, talk all you want to it. Don't bother me. I'm not afraid of you. You know it, and I know it, and God knows it. And besides that, you're paralyzed. Amen. Amen. He spoiled principalities and powers. That's these same principalities and powers that the Bible said we wrestle against. But he's already spoiled them. He's already defeated them. He's already overcome them. He's already paralyzed them, and he did it for us. Now, he paralyzed principalities and powers, or he spoiled principalities and powers. Now, notice it. Making a show of them openly, right out in the open. Now, what does it mean? Well, back there, when this king would go out against that king and overcome him, defeat him, spoil that army, then when they would come back, they would bring the king or the leaders of the government or the generals or whatever that they'd captured, and they'd have a parade, and they'd put these people that they'd captured on, you know, make a show of them. They'd march down the street, you see, with these captives. That's what he's talking about. Jesus made a show of them openly. Heaven and earth and hell knows it.
Amen.
Now it's time we're finding out about it.
Amen.
I said it's time we're finding out about it.
Amen.
It's time we're finding out about it. That he made a show of them. That he made a show of them openly. Right out in front of everybody. Glory to God. Triumphing. Triumphing. Triumphing over them in it. In his death, burial, and resurrection, and seating at the right hand of the Father, he triumphed over them in it. And that triumph is my triumph because I rose with him and I'm seated with him there in the place of the authority. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now get that revelation. Get that picture. Think on it. Feed on it until it becomes a part of your inner consciousness. Hallelujah to Jesus. Real quickly before we close here, I want to go back here to this second chapter of Ephesians. And you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us. See what he's saying? Because it's by the faith of the operation of God, that is, by faith, God saw us quickened. Hallelujah. Way back there then, it's quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved, and has raised us up together, and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where we are now. Now here's what's going to come to pass, that in the ages to come, yeah, there are ages that's to come, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He's going to put on a show all through eternity. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, honey, people hear us all the time say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing. Uh-huh. And we're talking to those that are our word partners. And what is a word partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends us an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help us to continue Rhema Bible College and continue
all the outreaches.
All the outreaches that we have all over the world. So, If you would like to become a partner with us, just go to rhema.org/WPC, and all the information is there, and we welcome you to become one of those that's helping us to bring hope, help, and healing
to the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin on the Believer's Authority. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.